This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, thank you and welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. If you joined me yesterday morning, I opened up the topic of facing our fears. And I said that the two biggest fears that people have today, the fear of death and the fear of public speaking. And fear, if we are really fearful, it really distracts us from the real issues of life. And I said that the Bible says that Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. These are the words from God. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified, for I, the Lord your God, go with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now that was written at a time when the people of Israel felt that God needed to go before them, and he was the one that they would trust. They believed that God would go with them. They never were alone. They never needed to face a situation alone. And they believed, as we do today, that God would never forsake them, that he would never fail them. So don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. The Bible talks about being strong, being bold. And we need to know and understand that. So it's a good word of comfort. In the New Testament, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, there's an interesting story here about a day when the disciples were in a boat with Jesus. And as they were on this in the boat, a storm arose, and yes, I think for us, storms will come in our lives. The scripture says they were in great danger. Maybe you've been in danger yourself. And Jesus, I think, he was asleep in the boat and the disciples woke him up because they were really frightened. And he challenged them by saying, well, where's your faith? In essence, he was saying it's not about us looking for someone else to still the storms. It's about us having faith. Often faith in ourselves, faith in each other. What about the future and faith in God so that the storms can be stilled with Jesus in our life? Now, I think it's natural to be afraid. Sometimes fear is right here staring us in the face. And it's natural to experience fear. It's okay to be afraid, but we need to remember that the promises are given to us by God and that our eternal God, a loving Father, will go before us. He's with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. So the challenge is to be strong and to be bold and never to surrender to those fears. So we're talking, and perhaps today you know what I mean, that fear is a fact and people are afraid. But do you know that fear need not cause a fatality? We can let our faith remind us of a God who actually goes before us and with us. Now, if we really believe that, wouldn't it be great? It would make all the difference in the world to the way we think of each day. We get up in the morning and we wonder what is ahead for us. We might feel afraid. What we can do is let hope inspire us to live out of the potential, move out of the potential into the promise. And there it is, the promise to live, not in a way that is fearful. I also believe that fear can be something that paralyzes us. But hope in God, and hope in ourselves, that can empower us and can inspire us to make the world a better place. If you read your history books, you'll know that there were many people who really felt afraid in life, yet they persisted, they kept up, and many of them made a great impact in life, and a great contribution. And because of that, we can live out our lives in love, a love that first of all lifts us up, and a love that will be there to help each other. And that's a sort of a great thing, isn't it? A love that helps us to care for one another, even when we feel afraid. And I think that in that way, every battle can be won. And the psalmist said in Psalm 37, verse 8, fret not, it leads only to evil doing. And indeed, it can be the fear in us. It can take over our lives and our behavior, and that very fear can lead to more problems. So I would encourage you today, in the moments when you feel afraid, when fear is there, remember that the promise that God is with you, that God will never forsake you, and that God will be with you through it all. And I'd like to take it another step tomorrow. I hope that you'll be with me. Well, thank you, Lord, that you are a God who promises to be with us, to protect us. And we claim, Lord, that you're with us today in our fears. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.